Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
You're on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Thank you so much for staying with us. Today on Health Suites, we look at how machine learning, AI, and natural language processing can help us keep an even keel in relation to our mental health. Coming up next on Health Suites on Money FM 89.3.
Health Suites with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Health Suites on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero, joined on the phone this afternoon by Sanjeev Magotra, CEO Joy.ai. Sanjeev, welcome to the show. I am intrigued. So I need you to start at the beginning. Tell us everything about Joy.ai. Is it an app? Is it an online resource? How does it work? Everything. Tell us everything.
Hi, Teresa. First of all, thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely, our pleasure.
Joy is, in effect, AI-powered platform for mental well-being. Mm. It's, when you are lonely, when you're stressed, when you're anxious, when you're lost, you're confused, we do want to talk to people, right? And many times we do, and many times we don't do. Or sometimes we have an opportunity of talking to friends or family. But, you know, in a digital age, many times we rely on digital interfaces for everything we do. So for that kind of a generation, which is digital native, which is remote, you can come to Joy and you express what you're feeling, and Joy won't be judgmental on you and will give you tips and suggestions or contextual nudges to help you make the most of the situation, to make your day productive than if you would have just let, the thought or the negative emotions brew inside your mind, which can lead to unhealthy spirals. So that's the core theme of Joy.
Mm. Okay, so it is an online resource. It's a portal. Is that right?
So it's a digital service, as I would call it.
Okay.
We are going to enterprises and we are suggesting enterprises that, you put Joy as a button, as a feature on your, for example, company intranet site, mm-hmm. Where most of the employees go every morning to check, their leave, their stock price, the new news in the company, and anything where employee engagement is, the medium of employee engagement. We are suggesting that put Joy as a button there and encourage the employee to engage. And you press the button and the service will be live and you can engage with the service for 1 or 2 minutes. And that engagement will be very fulfilling for you. It will give you the tips and the suggestions and the nudges and the positive thinking for the rest of the day. And we believe it will be very productive for the company as well.
That's interesting because with Circuit Breaker, we've noticed mental well-being, mental stressors has been on the rise amongst employees. So
yeah.
Something like this could be very timely for a lot of companies who still have the bulk of their staff working at home.
Yes, that's a great question. Mental well-being, different people look at it differently. Some people look at mental well-being as mental illness, which is the one side of the spectrum. And, there is a lot of research and a lot of medical and psychological help being provided to them. And that's typically in Singapore. The last research said there are 14 to 15% of the people who have been mentally ill at some point in time. But, the Joy is for the balance 85%. We, in our daily lives, do undergo moments of mental stress or, mental tension. That is something which needs to be addressed because it affects your health, it affects your productivity at work, it affects your family life, it affects your happiness, and all those kind of things. And, post-COVID, I think this 85%, the level of stress and anxiety and all those other, so to say, unwanted emotions is surely on the rise.
Mm.
And, and this is a wake-up, I would say, a wake-up call, a moment of urgency for us as a society, as business leaders, as government organizations to address this issue because it has a very direct correlation to the productivity, to the GDP of the country. Example being, World Health Organization, one of their research says that the effect of anxiety, stress, and depression, very common kind of thing, is approximately over $1 trillion to the global economy, which is approximately 4+% of the GDP. And, this 4% GDP ratio can be put across every country. We can normalize it because as humans, we are very similar, so the similar ratios prevail. And that's a very big impact. If you address that, that will affect our productivity. And I guess this ratio of 1 trillion, which I just said, or the amount of 1 trillion I just said, will be probably much more in the post-COVID world. So it's an important issue to address.
And for bosses, anywhere that they can increase productivity and have happier staff, it's a good goal.
It is. Indeed it is.
All right. Yeah. Now, among your many advisors is Dr. Daniel Fung, a chairman of the Medical Board Institute of Mental Health Singapore. So clearly, it isn't just you or a couple of companies who are thinking the mental well-being of staff is very important. It should be taken very seriously. More and more people are getting on board and realizing that this is the case. Can you tell us what kind of input some of these advisors, some of these partners have put into Joy.ai?
That's a great question. You know, we are very fortunate to have Dr. Daniel Fung as one of our advisors in this journey which we have undertaken. And he's been very encouraging. He's indeed a great psychologist and a great doctor. But I think the greatest part is that he understands the new technology and is so passionate about the use of technology to address this issue which we are talking of, or rather the opportunity which we are talking of. You know, he understands technology very well. And he's been very encouraging, and he's written many articles also around this, that, you know, there is a great opportunity of using technology to serve this. So that's been very encouraging, and he's provided a lot of other input. And we have had a few more advisors. You know, we also did role plays with the students of NYU School of Psychology. Mm-hmm. We did over 200 role plays with them, you know, just to kind of look at situations, how the expression happens, what are the typical issues and the solution, etc. So point being, you know, we have had a lot of advice, and what we have tried to put together is, based on the science of positive psychology. Right. Positive psychology is something which we use, you know, as parents with our kids, as manager with our colleagues, or, you know, with our team, as teacher with the kids, etc. So we do this instinctively, most of us. But many times we forget to do this onto ourselves. And I think especially when you're in those weak moments, what we have tried to create is, you know, we have tried to bring the, so to say, the science of positive psychology at the tip of your finger or your digital instinct, you know, just like you swipe your thumb to see Instagram or Facebook or something. You know, when you're in a weak moment, we are providing that experience that, you know, you kind of get that nudge that you'll be positive, and this will surely help you to do better than you would do otherwise without any consultation or without any help. We can do this broad-based.
I'm just intrigued by the fact that you're using AI and machine learning in this resource.
Yeah.
So does the AI get to know me better the more I use it?
That's our roadmap. So, you know, the core part of AI, how we are using AI, is AI is becoming smarter and smarter day by day, and it's kind of on a very, very strong path. So how we are using AI is we have created IP to understand a user's context, right? So when I say user's context, you know, we kind of, when the user interacts with us, we are trying to understand, hey, what are you feeling? What has caused this feeling? What is that context? Is it the issue with the boss because of which you're feeling angry, or is it the issue with, you know, et cetera, or is it a conflict in the family, et cetera? So we have a framework which we created with the help of a lot of advisors. And AI is, you know, when you talk to Joy or when you interact with Joy, we run it through our framework and we become intelligent. Hey, this is the issue with you. Now I know what to tell you, right? So that's how we are using AI, which is, I think, a great use of AI in this context.
Right. We're speaking with Sanjeev Magotra, CEO, Joy.ai. How do I interact with it? Assume that my company signed into having this resource for its staff. How do I interact with it? What are some of the resources that I can access on a daily basis? Maybe every day I need a little bit of a pep talk before I head up to work. You know, some of us do.
Yeah. No, you're right. So we have tried to incorporate this in the lifestyle so that, you know, it kind of, people use it more often. You can create a lot of technology and people don't use it. It's of no use. So we are making a very strong effort to understand the behavior patterns of users. And you're spot on when you said that, you know, you need a pep talk in the morning. So we have a feature, which is one of our core features. You call it the Daily Brew. It's kind of your personalized, very contextual, depending on how your mood is at the start of the day, you know, what you're looking forward to, or the day, we give you, you interact with Joy for a couple of minutes, and we'll give you a kind of personalized plan contextual to your situation that morning, which if you follow, we assure you that you have much higher chances of having a fruitful and a productive day. And, you know, this and these suggestions are not long pages. They're small nudges. You know, they are like a hint to say that, you know, if you're feeling, so to say, not very confident at the start of the day because of whatever the task ahead in the day, you know, we might tell you, because we have understood from our AI, this is your context, we might tell you, hey, look at your past successes. You have always been successful in front of challenges. So think positively and you should be successful today also. You know, that positive trigger will help you generate positive behavior during the day because you'll be more confident. And that positive behavior will be surely productive for the company and for you, and it will make you feel positively happy as well. So, you know, that's the little process which we are following.
This sounds like the modern day equivalent of, you know, way back maybe when we were younger, people would give us those calendars with a motivational line on every day of our little calendar. It sounds like this is the updated AI version of that.
And it is very contextual. You know, it's basically at that moment what you're feeling or what is the situation with you. So we'll give you that nudge. The intelligence is all over the place. Books are full of it. Research is full of it. You know, calendar is an example you gave. You know, it's all over the place. We have it all in our head. But, you know, getting that trigger at the time that you need it is the most critical part in mental well-being. And that's what we're trying to achieve.
Okay, now with something like this, or with anything that involves tech, initially would take a little bit of a challenge to understand how to navigate through the resource and whatever. So how steep is the learning curve before I get, you know, full benefit of the usefulness of this resource?
Great question. That's in the technology terms, it's called user experience. So we've been working very hard to refine the user experience. And we have tried to make that experience, you know, threefold, I should say, to kind of, you know, different times, different people have a different, so to say, liking or, you know, instinct. So one is that, you know, we have a very easy gamification of moving a slider, five sliders here and there, depending on your expression, as a means of expressing your context to us. That's one input. Second is we are incorporating a speech interface. You talk to me for 10 seconds, 20 seconds, meaning to the app. You talk for 15 seconds and, you know, we will run it through our AI and we will get an idea of your context. And, you know, that's the interface. And the third is, you know, we do intend to launch another feature, which we are calling as a tribe, which is the community. You know, within the company, you can just initiate a chat and it will be anonymous. And there are other people who might jump in to help you, or the company has put in resources to kind of help you, because, you know, somebody needs help. And this is a very anonymous, safe way of non-judgmental way of interacting. So that's the third interface which we are providing. But you're spot on that, you know, this is a key challenge that we want to overcome with our platform.
All right. Now, before I let you go, what do you hope to achieve with Joy?
Our mission is to incorporate, you know, these positive behaviors in our daily lifestyle, especially for the digital native society, the world. And our mission is that, you know, every large company gets conscious about the importance of mental well-being and the impact of mental well-being on the motivation and the productivity of the organization, and adopt these lifestyle digital experiences and make them available for users, especially in the post-COVID world, you know, when the users are not sitting in the office all the time and the manager is not there to talk to them all the time. You know, there are a lot of things happening in their minds. And a platform like this is a great platform at this time, these tough times, and going forward, for them to address this issue proactively and show their thought leadership in adopting this in their organizations.
All right. We wish you all the very best with it. We've been speaking with Sanjeev Magotra, CEO, Joy.ai on Health Suite. Sanjeev, thank you so much for giving us the time today.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you very much.
I'm Clarissa Montero. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.